Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 577. I'm going to be on a live summit in a few weeks, on March 27th, actually. And I am going to be talking about grief and parenting. And I realize that I haven't really covered that topic too much in my almost 600 episodes here, so I thought it might be a valuable thing to talk about, especially with COVID and the unbelievable number of deaths that this virus has caused. And so I know that there are many, many, many people grieving loved ones, whether it's a parent, a spouse, a child, a friend, a neighbor, a sibling. There are so many losses, not just from COVID, but just from all kinds of things. And so how does grief fit into parenting? Well, grief is a very intense process to go through. When someone you love dies, and it could even be a pet, the death of a pet is devastating as well. As I'm sure if you've had a loss in your life, you know full well what I'm talking about. Grief is a very intense emotional, it's almost like emotional labor. It's a very intense emotional thing that we have to go through. And it can be challenging when you're a parent because your kids still need you, but you need time to grieve. And your kids may be grieving the same loss that you are. Let's say it was their grandparent and your parent. But maybe you're grieving the loss of one of your friends who they weren't that close to. So it could be a grief that you're experiencing that they're not, or a grief that you're jointly experiencing. And so it can be really challenging to allow yourself to move through the grief process when you have kids who still need you day in and day out with the same stuff they always did, and maybe now they need you even more. And what I would say, one of the things that I would say, I think the thing I want to focus on here during this episode is this. I will be talking about a whole lot of different stuff on that summit, and I will share the link with you when I have it, so that you can tune in if you would like as well. But the topic or the point I want to focus on here today is that allowing yourself to grieve when you lose someone near and dear to you, whether it's a person or a pet, is a form of self-care. I'm always talking about the importance of self-care, eating well, exercising, getting a good amount of sleep for your body that it needs, reducing your stress, participating in things that bring you joy. But grieving when you need to is also a form of self-care. If you stuff down the grief that you feel when you lose someone you love, then you're not giving yourself that time and that space and giving your heart that chance to heal from that loss that you've just suffered. And that's almost as bad or as not good for you as eating McDonald's every day or never exercising or depriving yourself of the sleep that you need or never doing anything you enjoy in life, it's almost as bad, maybe even worse. I don't know. I don't know how to rank them, but it's really not good. Because if you stuff that grief down, you may be able to kind of, quote unquote, suck it up and do what you need to do. But man, it's going to come back at you at some point. If you don't allow yourself to feel that sadness and that deep pain over the loss of that person who was special to you, who meant so much to you, then it's going to come back. It's either going to come back in stress or it's going to come back in even more intense sadness because it will well back up when you least expect it, or it's going to come back in anger and resentment or depression. It's going to come back some way or another. So if you have recently suffered the loss of a dear loved one, please give yourself the time and the space you need to go through the grief process and allow yourself to feel the sadness, feel the pain, feel the loss. Allow yourself, when you're able and ready, to remember the good times and the sweet memories that you have of your dear loved one, and talk about your loved one and write about your loved one and look at pictures of your loved one and share stories about your loved one and make sure that you are allowing your heart the time and space that it needs to go through the grieving process. There are so many people in the world and in the United States right now who are grieving. So many people. And when I hear the death toll climbing from COVID, I can't help but wonder if all of those people are allowing themselves the time and the space to grieve that person that they lost. So that's the message I want to give to you today. If you've lost someone near and dear to you, please allow yourself the very important time to move through the grief process, because it's very important for your own well-being. And I know that your loved one would want you to heal and to allow your heart to recover from their loss. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you have a very gentle day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.